The Osgood File, this is Dave Ross. When something like Dallas happens, we tend to forget there are real people on both sides.
He was leaving to go to work, and I was leaving to go to a movie, and he said to me, "What if this is the last time you ever kiss me or hug me?"
More after this. 55-year-old Michael Smith spent almost 30 years with the Dallas Police Department. He was 2 years from retirement, and his 9-year-old daughter, Caroline, told CBS's Omar Villafranca that last Thursday, her father said something strange as he left for work.
"What if this is the last time you ever kissed me or hugged me?"
Was this kiss any different?
"Yes. It just felt different to me. I thought something bad was going to happen."
Then there was Dr. Brian Williams, who as a black man admits he worries when he's stopped by a police officer, but last Thursday it was his job as a trauma surgeon at Parkland Hospital to save their lives.
"I understand the anger and distrust of law enforcement, but they are not the problem. The problem is the lack of open discussions about the impact of race relations in this country. And I think about it every day, that I was unable to save those cops when they came here that night."
And then there was Shatamia Taylor. She had gone to the protest out of concern that her sons might someday end up as victims of a bad cop. Instead, she was shot in the leg by the sniper, and it was a group of officers, mostly white, who shielded her and her son with their bodies.
"God bless you, and just thank you for setting yourself aside and covering us."
Just something to consider before we all choose up sides. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.